You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
Well, as the new workforce continues to work anytime and anywhere during this pandemic, I think companies and employees are faced with some unexpected challenges in relation to tax and legal and compliance matters. I'm joined now by Gabri Kombrink, EY South Africa Tax Advisory Team member. Gabri, welcome to the show. Tax and the complexities that arise from cross-border assignments is probably one of the most challenging things for businesses today. How has COVID affected this?
Good evening, Mike, and I do want to apologize. Carby could not make the call, so it is Elizabeth De Silva, Executive Director at EY, and replacing Carby for this interview.
Okay, Elizabeth, no problem. Would have appreciated a heads up, but anyway, Elizabeth, how are you seeing COVID impact this issue of double taxation for South Africans who might be working abroad?
Well, Mike, I think it's important to understand that COVID probably brought about a norm which was expected at some point. It just probably sped it up. So what we are seeing in the market is that people have realized that you do not need to be in an office to be doing your work. And ultimately, people are working remotely from home or in different countries outside the norm of where they would typically have been in the office environment.
And what does that mean from a tax perspective? Because generally, you've got to pay tax where you are resident.
There is, and we know that South African tax residents are taxed on worldwide income. But if you send an employee to another jurisdiction on assignment and he physically rendered the services there, he will be taxed in that jurisdiction. And typically you would put that person on the payroll of that jurisdiction. And this is supported by double tax agreements that South Africa would have with various countries to give the taxing rights to the country where you are physically rendering the services.
And there was obviously the ability to apply for some exemptions if you spent, what was it, more than 183 days in any 12-month period outside of South Africa, so you avoided double taxation.
Well, that's correct. And if you look at exemption provision has been in our domestic legislation for many years. But what has really happened is with the closing of borders, these employees have been repatriated back to South Africa. So they are leaving these services from South Africa, and they remain on payroll in the assignment country. So the result of this is they will be taxed in South Africa because they physically dealt with the rendering of the services. And they continue to be taxed in the country of assignment because they are on a local payroll in that assignment country. So the domestic legislation of those countries normally enforce the taxation of this employee if he is on a payroll in that country.
And how has SARS responded to this challenge?
So if you look at the implications of this, SARS and our legislation, our domestic legislation, we identify that income for services rendered as of a South African source, because you physically here, and source is based on physical presence principle, and therefore they would see it as taxable in South Africa. The other jurisdiction, as I've mentioned, would apply the taxation because you're on a payroll there and they want to enforce that taxation. And not all jurisdictions acknowledge that the treaty would only give them taxing rights if it is physical prison. So they continue to tax you in that assignment country. So we have an element of double taxation, which from domestic legislation and treaty principles cannot be easily resolved because those jurisdictions believe they are entitled to tax.
So clearly it's not enough at this stage. What does SARS need to do to remedy this?
Well, our view is that ultimately the authorities of those countries should be discussing this and should be finding a solution. If you look at what happens in countries like, for example, the UK, even though they may tax you while you're on the payroll, when it comes to a final assessment, there is a way of refunding you if you weren't physically rendering the services in the country. This doesn't typically happen in Africa region, and therefore it is important that the South African authorities, revenue authorities, with the authorities of these countries, get together and try and resolve this stalemate.
And if you just can you just give me an example to clarify that in my mind, because I'm just still a little confused as to how that would play out. Just give me an example as an illustration.
So, in terms of the resolution, is
yes.
that what you're referring to?
Yeah.
Yes. So, there are platforms, and they dealt with in double tax agreements, where you have a situation where people are disputing the tax law rights. And people are saying that there are two countries that are disputing taxable rights, and then the DTA make provision for these arrangements to be made. But so that has to be dealt with at the relevant authorities, and typically you would have people representative in the South African Revenue Services that would address these kind of questions and queries and then reach out to the authorities. I think there is a platform at the moment to have these kind of debates with the Africa Tax and the treaties that are being signed within the African Union that will allow these sort of platforms for these kind of discussions to be held.
But having them with SARS, I think, is critical, though. Are you having these kinds of conversations as industry, as tax practitioners and professionals with SARS at the moment, with your Mark Kingons and Edward Keysaters of this world to ensure that there's a resolution? Because right now, we can ill afford to lose yet more skills because of these onerous tax laws.
Correct, Mark, and it is important to understand that ultimately the employee will be liable for the tax obligations, and it will create cash flow situations for them, which are additional hardships. These discussions are being held at different sort of forums, and they are being addressed based on our knowledge. But ultimately, it's getting a response quick enough to make a difference. If there isn't a quick enough response, ultimately, you know, these things do become complicated for employees.
And that is the bottom line. Elizabeth De Silva, Executive Director for EY People Advisory Services, talking about the work from anywhere double tax headache for South Africans that is causing some concern at a time when we are hearing stories about financial immigration and South Africans heading abroad at an alarming rate. This is the very last thing we can afford to be scoring an own goal on. We've got Anne Williams standing by with your news up after this. We were trying to get Chris Skitter for you. Astral has won a landmark court case today to compel national government and Treasury to step into the Lekwe municipality where it's failed to deliver basic services like energy and water. But Chris, not answering all the phone lines, not playing up, or not playing ball, I should say. They are playing up, so hopefully we can try and get him for you after the news.